Outside the headquarters of DeKalb Street Operations Division, Assistant Public Works Director Mark Espy looks up at a large dome-covered storage building filled with road salt.
This bin will hold 1,000 tons. I remember about 3 years ago, we had a winter and just had a lot of small storms. I can't remember the amount. It was almost like 30 small storms. And when we looked in this bin in the spring, this thing was completely empty.
That's not the case this spring. The piles of road salt here almost touch the very top of the structure, and SB still has one more purchase to make in order for the city to meet the minimum requirement under the current contract with its supplier.
I'm going to try to shove a little bit more in the door here, and then I'll probably, on this blacktopped area here, I'll probably put the rest of it and then tarp it and throw tires and stuff over the tarp to keep the rain off of it.
That last load SB's department will need to store will put DeKalb at 80% for purchases made under the deal it agreed to last year. Illinois municipalities and counties try to work out their road salt contracts when the weather begins to warm up, and many have the state do the bidding for them to take advantage of buying in bulk. The process calls for local departments to buy between 80 and 120% of the amount of road salt specified in their order. With DeKalb at the low end, Espy says his department stands to save about $90,000 in its snow removal budget for the current fiscal year.
It's fairly broad at a time when the city's budgets have been in dire straits the last couple of years. It's not going to be just salt savings. Our overtime should be down a little bit. Fuel consumption is going to be down for our trucks that didn't run as many hours on the roads. Less accidents is going to result in probably, you know, fewer response calls from EMS services, police, fire, etc.
Across town at the County Highway Department, DeKalb County Engineer Nathan Schwartz says they also had the luxury of buying low this past winter. But Schwartz and other public works officials don't have long to bask in the glow of saving taxpayers' money. Orders for next winter are due. Schwartz says low snowfall totals from the previous year don't necessarily result in savings for the winter season that lies ahead. It takes just one major storm in late November or early December to put a big dent in a full supply. Schwartz says that means you don't want to skimp on road salt by placing a smaller order in advance.
This past winter, every expectation would have been it's going to be a normal winter. The winter before, we had the February 2nd storm. There was no reason to expect we would have had such a mild winter. So going into this next winter, all indicators say we would expect to have a normal winter, and we will be ordering the usual number of salt.
And Schwartz says in typical years, late season orders are also placed before prices go up. Officials for DeKalb County and the city of DeKalb say they're fortunate they have just about enough storage space to cover the excess road salt. Other public works departments aren't as lucky. Many have been left scrambling to find additional space. Neighboring communities usually help, but with a large number of them at full capacity, options are limited. Guy Trigel is a spokesman for the Illinois Department of Transportation. He says they've run into a similar problem at the state level.
I know that we're having discussions at IDOT and with our salt suppliers to see what options might be available as far as our vendors storing some of the salt for us, maybe transferring some of the salt to yards where there is some excess capacity that we could take advantage of.
But Trigel says it's a good problem to have. He says extra costs associated with storage pale in comparison to additional orders of road salt. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.